WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The profanely funny Scottish-born Billy Connolly has long been one of the UK's top comedians. But in the last decade, he's become equally well-known as an actor, in such films as The Last Samurai and Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. But nothing he has done can prepare audiences for his performance as a mute zombie in Fido. The horror comedy, directed by Andrew Curry, also stars Carrie-Anne Moss and Dylan Baker. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Fido is the name a kid gives to his family's domestic servant, a zombie cannibal in a collar that neutralizes his urge to crunch human flesh. It's unusual, this bond between zombie and child. Years earlier, a virus caused the resurrection of the dead. Humans and zombies fought a war, and with the help of a military corporation called ZomCom, the living dead were killed or enslaved. Of course, anyone who dies becomes a contagious flesh eater, which means you have to keep tabs on people, especially the elderly. Even little kids are trained in sharpshooting. Civil liberties are history. But suburbanites are pleased with the arrangement. Zombies make fine groundskeepers. The best homes own several. That Fido offers satire along with splatter should come as no surprise. George Romero's Night of the Living Dead was a brilliant spookhouse mirror of social and family upheaval in the 60s. And his Dawn of the Dead made zombies the ultimate mindless consumers, their rampages not unlike holiday time Walmart stampedes. In 2005, Joe Dante and Sam Hamm made a film for Showtime's Masters of Horror series called Homecoming, a parable in which dead vets burst out of their flag-draped coffins to cast votes against the Iraq War. The recent 28 Weeks Later, the follow-up to 28 Days Later, was an incendiary portrait of American soldiers guarding a green zone and taking massive civilian casualties. Zombie films are grossly exploitive, and that's not always a bad thing. Fido is the blood wedding of Romero and SCTV, and it's a treat for those who don't mind gnawed off limbs with their hijinks. The picture is set in a retro society reminiscent of the 50s, a bit tiresome, since the palette of fiesta-ware colors is heavy-handed, and in terms of satire, the decade's father-knows-best archetypes have been picked clean. But the movie is madly funny, and director and co-writer Andrew Curry treats his characters with so much affection that even the stereotypes have a fresh life. The shy kid protagonist, played by the gifted K-Sun Ray, is Timmy, not incidentally the name of the boy in Lassie. He gets his pet when his upwardly mobile mom, played by Carrie-Anne Moss, acquires a zombie to keep up with the Joneses. That's in spite of the squeamishness of her husband, played by Dylan Baker, who never got over the trauma of blowing away his zombie father. The marvelous Scottish actor and comedian Billy Connolly plays Fido. He can't speak, but he can groan and fetch a ball. When he accidentally collides with a nasty old lady, she beats him with her walker and deactivates his safety collar. Bad move. After hiding the old lady's mangled body, Timmy and Fido bump into Alexia Fast, who happens to be the young daughter of a ZomCom enforcer, played by Henry Cherney.
You're not allowed to have a zombie without a leash. You're a kid.
I don't care about stupid ZomCom rules.
Here comes my dad, and he sure cares.
Tommy?
It's Timmy.
Right you are, sweetheart. Is that blood on your zombie?
It was a nosebleed.
Well, that's not a fresh zombie. Only fresh zombies bleed, son.
I meant my nose.
Now, how did blood from your nose get onto your zombie, then?
I wiped it there.
Daddy, can we go now? I can't relate from my first ballet class.
Connolly looks so dopey and innocent in that scene. He showed up at a screening I went to, and as I watched him extemporize hilariously in his long white hair and beard, I couldn't believe he'd have the guts to play a role in which he's mute and clean-shaven, let alone he'd give a performance that conjures up Boris Karloff and Stan Laurel. His skin is purplish and mottled, but his features remain naked. His eyes convey the sadness of someone caught between two worlds. Of course, he does have a bit of hubba-hubba eye contact with Carrie Ann Moss. Who knew she was so poised a comedian? Her sexual longing smolders through her 50s housewife manners. And the love triangle with her and Connolly and Dylan Baker, that master of cobwebbed subterranean emotion, is a howl. Fido's central joke is subversive. It hints at what some social critics say is Americans' unsustainable, insulated, suburban lifestyle. Whether or not you share that view, you'll agree that the best zombie movies are the opposite of those potent Polynesian drinks of the same name that zonk you out. These zombies shock your eyes wide open.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.